This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Brought to you Thursday of this hour by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. If you haven't yet done it, make this the day you do. Take a little tour of SecureEnergyFuture.org and find out more about power you can depend on and what this coalition does in preserving, enhancing, and protecting our diverse set of energy resources, including coal-based electricity, to ensure a continued affordable and reliable energy supply for families and businesses in North Dakota and Minnesota today and into the future. It's important. Find out what you'll pay if the Clean Power Plan and other carbon regulations become law. They have a little widget for you to do just that. And also let your elected leaders know exactly what you feel about this at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Didn't get to a lot of texts with all the calls last hour, but here's a couple of them before we get to our guest. I have two guests for you this hour on some important topics. One of the things that makes Trump a great leader, writes this listener, is that he is smart enough to delegate to the people who are best for the job. If he decides Kevin Cramer's best for energy secretary, Kevin has to take the job. As sad as it would make me to lose him as a representative, we have to have our strongest people steering this ship. Another says, I want Cramer to stay. The only replacement I see would be Leon Francis. There's another name. I love it. Do these protesters, have to pay income tax on the Soros money they receive? If it's income, of course they do. But are they? I don't know. Another texter, I would be cautious about being involved in a Trump administration given how much controversy surrounds him. Curious what the process would be to replace Cramer should he accept a cabinet post. Another says, I live in a small rural town near the Canadian border. I just learned this morning that our volunteer ambulance service is in Cannonball for the entire week. Do you know if these small towns have sent these crews as volunteers? Is the state paying them? We cannot afford to be without them if any of our towns people are injured or fall ill. Why do we, the working taxpayers of our country, of our county, have to be without the services we pay for in terms of, in the name of professional protesters? If one of these EMTs is needed to save law enforcement's life, their service will be well worth it. But if they are down there because some quote-unquote water protector gets frostbite, we've lost all common sense. That's interesting points. I've been lamenting that very thing, that law enforcement from every corner of North Dakota and many communities throughout the country are there. Again, call the Obama administration. They have extended this by continuing to punt, as they have done most recently after the election, after everybody, even top core officials, said after the election, they'll issue the final permit, they can get the job done, it'll be over. No. But these protesters aren't going away, and it isn't just this project. They're going to continue to do this for a long time. So we do need a better plan responding to it, I believe. No doubt about it. Now we know what we're up against. Appreciate all the calls and the texts on those topics. If you have a question for our next guest, Lynn Helms, bring it on, 800-228-0550. You can also text us at 701-367-2054. Todd's off this hour, so you need to text me at 701-367-2054. Lynn Helms is the director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Joins us now on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Lynn, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well, Scott. Get to make a little trip up to Williston this afternoon to meet with the API group up there. So I'm sure I'll get a little feel for what's actually happening out there in the oil patch.
Yeah, they'll probably be asking you a lot of the same questions we're curious about here today on the program. September oil and gas figures are out, and they include about a – well, let me just start just overall, kind of what's on your mind. I'd like to know what's on your mind. You're one of the brightest minds in North Dakota in this space of oil and gas, knowing what you know now about September, but just the sweep that we find ourselves in, inching back up price-wise, what's on your mind today?
Well, I think the biggest thing on my mind and most of the people associated with oil and gas is what's going to happen at the end of this month when OPEC meets. They've been toying around with announcements. There's going to be a deal. There's not going to be a deal. They raised their production to record levels in October. That drove the price back down below 50. I think they've been testing how the market is going to work. And that $50 number is really very important to North Dakota. So anxious to see what they do on the 30th of this month when they meet over there and have a chance to actually make a deal and make one of the changes that could be important for North Dakota.
What do you think they will do?
I think they're going to cut production, Scott. It looks to me like all of the market testing that they've been doing shows that when they say they've got a deal to cut production, we see the prices go up 6 to 10%. When they say, nah, it looks like the deal might not work out, it drops the same amount. And so if they're able to make a 1 to 2% cut in production and get a 6 to 10% increase in price, that's a moneymaker for everybody. So that's my expectation, is they're going to sit down and work really hard and come away with a deal.
They have tried to break the back of the American shale revolution. It obviously has not succeeded, but it has been a challenging thing. Do you think they, what's the plan going forward? If, in fact, they cut production to get prices back up there, it essentially says, no mas, we're done with the our plan to crush them didn't work, so we're going to have to coexist. Would that be the signal?
Yeah, I think that's exactly the signal, Scott, is the plan going in a couple of years ago was, hey, if we can drop that oil price below $70, the shale industry in the U.S. will collapse. Well, they had some bad information. I was meeting with some oil and gas folks yesterday, and they showed that they've reduced their well costs by 50% from what they were paying 2 years ago. And so they're looking at drilling wells in McKenzie County and getting a 30% return on investment, even at $40 oil. So I think they've come to grips with the fact that they've got to live with U.S. shale, and that as world demand increases, U.S. shale is probably going to pick up a fair amount of that. But they've made their mark now. They picked up the Chinese and the Asian demand, and I think they're ready to move on and live with U.S. shale in a $50 to $65 price range.
The 50% reduction in costs is such a momentous accomplishment that I don't think has been really written about, talked about, grasped enough by people. I mean, that's an extraordinary thing to do, isn't it?
It is absolutely extraordinary. And of course, they're not going to be able to hold those costs down like that if they really get active again. But they're going to see some huge efficiencies over what was happening in the 2013-2014 range. Yeah, they have figured out how to do much larger hydraulic fracturing jobs, much less expensive, to drill wells much faster, and to get by with less contract employees. Interesting comment they made, though, about the job market. They've been out shopping for employees to bring some people back to North Dakota, and the market has tightened. But the people who left North Dakota, went back home and took truck driving jobs and things like that, they're very interested in coming back. They loved the experience here, and at least in the case of some companies, they were treated well when they had to be let go, and they are very interested in coming back. And I think that was one of the concerns that folks had, was would we be able to get a workforce back in here?
Yeah, the big worry was the economy's coming back in other places where they had really fallen further than they were here, so that obviously made what was happening here more appealing, and if their economies come back, harder to get them out of there. So one part of the equation is the good experience here. It's good to hear that. The other part will be, can you extract them out of the jobs and at what price, right?
Yes, sir.
You know, one of my favorite sources for information about the oil and gas industry besides yourself, Lynn, is Jim Arthod, who, of course, built this iconic MBI Energy and now is on to other things and doing other things with a company called McKinsey Energy Partners.
It's an amazing story, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it's phenomenal. But he told us, I think it was at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, he said 60 is the new 90, partly because of what you talked about with the cost cutting. Do you subscribe to that theory that 60 is the new 90?
I certainly do. Yep. You know, there was a time when you had to have $90 oil to make the Bakken and Three Forks work, but they have figured out how to do that at $60 to $65. So when we see that price range, we'll start to see rigs even in some of the outlying areas again. And that's great news. This industry that we live with in North Dakota is amazing in terms of how they can innovate and learn and grow.
They really are. It really is amazing. And that's why this meeting with OPEC is so important, because if what happens is what you think is going to happen, and they dial back production, then that price inches further towards in again. Anybody that wants to go back and look at the headlines when oil was at 90, what that means in the way of activity and everything else, pretty extraordinary. We'll talk about weathering this storm some more, digging a little deeper into September numbers and what we learned from that with Lynn. Chad in Fargo has a question. We'll get to you, Chad, for Lynn, too. Others welcome at 800-228-0550 or text 701-367-2054 with your questions.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. In this week's Safety Minute, NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discusses safe hunting practices.
You never take for granted the fact that you got a loaded weapon and knowing where everybody's at, because you can get excited, something can happen, you make these foolish mistakes just because you're kind of in the middle of the excitement of the hunt. And, you know, carrying a loaded weapon, obviously that weapon's there to kill. And unfortunately, 1,000 times a year, it injures, and 100 of those, there's actually fatalities involved in it. So complacency, you just have to know what's going on with hunting, and following the safety rules and practicing, knowing your firearm's capabilities, how far can you shoot. There's just so many things that a person really has to be aware of before you even step foot on the ground to hunt. Make sure you look ahead of you and don't shoot behind you. And there's so many things, and I think talking just simple things like communicating to each other, that can save lives, that can prevent injuries.
For safe hunting tips and upcoming first aid CPR classes, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Give the gift of light this Christmas. That's right. We're getting close to the holidays. Days are getting shorter, and you can bring what sunshine we do have into your home. Maybe a greenhouse. Great for plants, obviously. How about one for the hot tub? Folks do them as a living room, a family room, a bedroom. A wonderful addition to your home. 19 different styles to choose from my friends at Four Seasons Sunrooms. They're building them all throughout North Dakota. Four Seasons is the largest manufacturer of sunrooms. Over 26 million pieces of glass, and they're made right here in the USA. They'll come out, do a free in-home visit, do an estimate, see what sunroom would look best with your home, with your roof design, give you 3D drawings and lots of pictures to choose the best one, add more space, add more beauty. An all-glass room doesn't have to be big to add a lot of openness to it. It's outdoor living indoors. And if you tell them Scott sent you, you'll get a $3,700 heating and cooling system free, plus special financing. Four Seasons Sunrooms, 701-793-0710.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Friends at B-Mobile, I hope you have November 20th on your calendar. It is a great way to, just dial back the craziness of the Christmas season and shopping and all the hustle and bustle that happens. A really nice way to have just kind of a calm evening and do a little shopping with some exclusive deals for you. November 20th, 6 to 8 p.m. at all of the B-Mobile locations, and they're in Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wappanon, Valley City, Devil's Lake, and Botno in North Dakota, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota. And you join the B-Rewarded program and join B-Mobile on November 20th, 6 to 8 p.m. for an exclusive friends and family shopping event. Really nice. That B-Rewarded program is for everyone. And you get special discounts, exclusive offers, free gifts on your birthday, and a lot more. And this little event's a nice way to avoid the long lines and the huge crowds and all the scrambling for the best deal that holiday shopping can sometimes bring. Full contact sports sometimes. From B-Mobile, connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. All right, more with Len Helms right now. North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Chad in Fargo, your question for Len. Go ahead.
Hi, Len. How are you doing today?
Doing well. How are you, Chad?
Not too bad. I got a couple questions for you. Number one, we have the right president for the right time. But the question is, he wants to – we all know that we have oil sitting on the Atlantic Ocean right outside of the East Coast there. But we also found a huge amount of oil just got discovered in Texas and that. And that's also the fact that that – Trump will probably allow us to drill in federal lands much more. How will that affect the price, and how will that affect North Dakota itself and what we could see as a state?
Yeah, well, my prediction with the Trump policies that he's talked about, the fact that he wants to open up federal lands for drilling and make it easier to drill and explore and transport oil, means that we're going to have a slow, predictable growth in oil price because we've got all these non-completed wells, we've got all these drilling prospects, we've got this Wolfcamp play now that the USGS says is 20 billion barrels. That's going to allow oil prices to gradually move up with demand instead of having these price shocks where we shoot to over $100 a barrel and then drop back down into the 30s. That kind of predictable, gradual increase in price and response to the value of the dollar is going to be very helpful to industry in terms of planning its business and making its capital investments and taking good care of the consumers in this country. So I think OPEC has it right in their most recent projection. They're saying $50 a barrel by the end of this year, somewhere between $5 and $10 a barrel each year after that with a pretty gradual, predictable increase in oil price.
Thanks for the call, Chad. Appreciate it. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. In general, is the Trump administration, the fact that you have, given what we know from the campaign, given what we heard at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference from Donald Trump himself about his energy policy, I mean, can that be described as anything other than great news for the state of North Dakota?
No, I really don't think there's any other way to talk about how it's going to impact North Dakota. Just removal of all of those federal regulatory barriers and the ability for the state to regulate. Now, he doesn't believe in lack of regulation. He just believes in states first and the state regulating based on what its environment and geology looks like and what its health department wants and that sort of thing. It's a great way to go.
We have a new way of thinking at the national level, but also there'll be changes at the state level as well with a new governor and some changes in the legislature. What do you anticipate that means for your post and for oil and gas development in general in North Dakota, Lynn?
Well, yeah, you know, this is a big time of transition. We're going to have a new chair sitting on the Industrial Commission, and I've only had one chance to meet with Mr. Burgum, and looking forward to future opportunities to meet with him and staff. I know he's really busy right now. I'd be delighted to continue with the Industrial Commission, and that's my anticipation. I expect that there'll be a little more focus on technology and you know, business, and we'll just see. New legislature with a different look, a little bit different look. I think we're going to have the same majority leadership, but on the minority side, things have changed tremendously. And so we'll see how they deal with issues. I think the main issues they're going to be dealing with are fiscal and money policy. And then, of course, we've already talked about the Trump administration in removing a lot of the federal barriers to oil and gas development. So it looks like a great time to be an energy-producing power, and that's what North Dakota is.
Anything in the September number surprise you? It looked like it was pretty much more of the same from August and kind of continuing that trend. Obviously, we're below a million barrels, and it went down, what, another 1% from the previous month. Are there any surprises in there at all?
No, sir. No real surprises. We've been expecting these 10,000 barrel a day production drops month on month, gradually working our way down to about 900,000 barrels a day. And then once we see those $55 and $60 oil prices, we'll head back in the other direction. I think the only thing that I reported on that a little bit surprising is that the federal rules are rolling out like crazy at this point. Anything that comes out within 60 days of January 20th can be canceled by the new president. And so there's a deadline to get them out and get them published in the Federal Register, makes it much harder to undo them. And so we're seeing, like, we saw four new final rules out of the Bureau of Land Management in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's what does that mean?
Well, that means that those would have to be undone by probably a reconsideration process. You know, it's a much longer process. You can apply for that, and it takes 30 days to 6 months to put a rule through reconsideration and a rewrite or a cancellation, as opposed to something that's done within the last 60 days. Just takes a signature on a piece of letterhead.
Last question for you, then. What's the cost to North Dakota's oil and gas production, or the cost monetarily to this delay in the Dakota Access Pipeline?
Well, we've been discussing that quite a bit the last few days, and it looks like Dakota Access, number one thing it's going to do is stabilize the transportation costs. So, again, predictability is a big deal to industry. But it looks like it's somewhere in that $1 per barrel range. So if you multiply that times the 500,000 barrels a day, that puts $500,000 a day into North Dakota royalty owner and North Dakota investor and working interest owner pockets instead of into a transportation unknown. And that's a lot of money. That adds up in a tremendous hurry. It shows up in the state tax revenues, shows up in the royalty owner's royalty checks. It shows up in capital investment in new drilling and new hydraulic fracturing and new facilities and infrastructure.
Very interesting. Len, thanks for the time. As always, appreciate it. Great deal.
Nice to be with you. Let's do it again.
Len Helms, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. By the way, numerous reports about a convoy of protest vehicles heading out from the encampment Fort Bismarck again at this hour. 50 to 75, the number we're hearing right now. They're on 6, turned off 24. Stay tuned.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hey there, this is Parker from Williston, North Dakota. I just wanted to give my comment about the pipeline protesters. It's about time for them to realize it's going to get cold around here, so it's time for them to drop the mic.
Drop the mic, yeah. Well, don't bet on it. I think that's one of the reasons we saw what we saw this week in the online advertising for protesters to be paid and saying, hey, let's go to Bismarck and Fargo, and hey, let's go to West Acres. Yeah, it's a little bit warmer there, so they have other plans, I think. We have an official now, too, from an official source, rather, that the number is 53 protester vehicles northbound on Highway 6 south of St. Anthony right now. And somebody else heard a moment ago us give that firsthand report and suggest that a roadblock be set up. Can't the patrol block the highway from them coming up? All right, interesting questions. In a moment, we'll talk with a reporter from the Daily Caller, a national news organization that is on to this story, and I would argue doing something that North Dakota media has sort of been asleep at the switch at. We talked about this Craigslist ad yesterday, and so Kerry Pickett, the reporter, is actually not only reporting on the Craigslist ad for the protesters that we talked about, but also trying to ask the key questions, where's this money coming from? And again, you don't have answers from, many. I don't know. Journalists don't exist in North Dakota anymore. Isn't that a basic, simple question? So in a moment, we'll talk with Kerry about that. First, I have to tell you about my friends at High Plains Apache. They are home to that E.T. Ag Center. What does that mean? The E.T. Ag Center has a part, if you need it, for a sprayer, bottom line. And not just the Apache brand, which they sell at High Plains Apache, new and used, by the way. Do a little browsing at highplainsapache.com when you get a chance. But any make, any model, they have the part for you. They provide the banjo fittings, bulk hoses, liquid fertilizer parts, all of your application parts, any make, any model, the spray tips, the pumps, the hoses, the fittings, the valves, and more. 50,000 of them. That's right. And, of course, Apache sprayers, new and used, providing you the power to climb your toughest grades, get you through your most unfavorable ground conditions, fuel efficient, reliable, leading operator comfort with state-of-the-art noise dampening inside the cab, an industry-leading five-year driveline warranty. They're across the road from Bonanza and Mandan. They're exit 60 south of Fargo and Frontier. Exit 60 off of I-29, that is, south of Fargo. Or online anytime at highplainsapache.com. All right, calls, questions, comments. Welcome for our next guest, reporter from the Daily Caller, Kerry Pickett. Kerry, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Tell our listeners, in case they missed this yesterday, we talked. We actually read the ad, but this ad is astounding, isn't it? And now I believe it's been taken down, too. right?
Oh yeah. It was deleted very, very quickly. Usually, once the first media person gets the heads up and tweets it out, these guys make sure that they take it down. That's why you guys get those screenshots real quick. However, according to this Craigslist ad, as you mentioned to your audience already, they are looking for the anti-Dakota Access Pipeline protesters. There's this one guy who apparently is looking for paid protesters to go over to your cities like Fargo or Bismarck. In this case, tomorrow, they are looking for people to come on out and go and protest over at the West Acres Mall. So this is one of those situations where they're being offered a good amount of money, particularly like $1,000 in cash to anyone who proves they quit their job to protest full time. And then if you bring your kid, you can get $20 extra for each kid, and $50 extra if you're an adult. So, you know, they have a whole system here set up, but I'm just wondering how they're going to prove to this guy if this guy is a true protester. They actually quit their jobs. That's a pretty big risk there.
Yeah, how do you prove that? Right, the email saying I quit, and the boss saying no, please don't go. Yeah, very, very bizarre. And I also thought it was bizarre to offer $20 for each child brought. What's that all about? A better photo op or what?
It sure seems like it. Very often at protests like these, I mean, I have not been down yet to the Standing Rock camp site. However, I've been to a number of other similar protests, whether it's over in Ferguson, whether in New York City. One of the things I usually tell people, I'm like, look, you never know when a protest like this is going to be coming to your hometown. It could be a town as big as New York City or as small as Ferguson or even as rural as a Standing Rock. These protesters will come and they will essentially ruin life for residents and workers in that area. Just go to, in a 2011, Occupy Wall Street, Zuccotti Park. The residents and the businesses suffered. So it's a very standard tactic of this type of movement.
A texter says, Scott, a question and a comment. It must be illegal to hire and pay someone to commit a crime for you, correct? If so, why can't those paying these violent protesters be charged and convicted? I'm sure law enforcement can secure identities of those providing the funding. So I wonder, is it illegal? It should be illegal, shouldn't it, to try and hire people to do things that are illegal?
Well, that's a very good question. The issue here, though, is what kind of backbone, what exactly kind of backup does the court system have these days when it comes to these types of protesters? There's been paid protesters all the time, and as you've seen, law enforcement comes in, they'll cuff them and they'll put them in a jail, and next thing you know, what happens? The charges are dropped. Very often, what we are seeing is these types of protest movements have incredible legal representation, usually by the National Lawyers Guild, which is like a left-wing organization that comes to all of these protests to make sure that they end up helping these guys get out of jail and then represent them all before the court. And at one point, the courts say, you know what, this is just going to clog things up. We don't want to deal with this. And they just move on. And that's why you don't see very often people going after them for illegal acts, which they probably should.
I very much appreciate the fact that you did some reporting beyond this to say, where are the funds coming to do stuff like this? And in your story, talk about internal law enforcement documents that show the funding behind the protesters at Standing Rock comes from crowdfunding websites set up by different people who say they are affiliated with the various camps and sympathize with the Standing Rock tribe. Is that typical? I mean, you've covered all these protests in other places. Is that how they get the money to the protesters?
Absolutely, and they do their best to cover up who the initial source is. Very often, now with the internet and with social media, they are able to set up these GoFundMe pages and also at a lot of the kind of very sympathetic sites, they are able to crowdfund from there, as well as have conversations and forums and have meetups. Even if you go to, say, Craigslist specific, and you do a search, you'll find a lot of people who are coming in from all over the country asking for a ride over to the Standing Rock, you know, the protest campsite. So it's a very typical way how they raise money. But right now, the Sacred Stone Camps General Fund has raised more than $750,000, while the Red Warrior Camps General Fund has raised nearly $50,000.
And, you know, where's the accountability? So I know there were early on, there was some squabbling going on where there were actual, you know, tribal council meetings that dealt with, hey, you know, a generator showed up and then it disappears. And, you know, so I would imagine if this is their way to sort of mask where the money is coming from, they must have a well-oiled machine that says, okay, here's the deal. We're going to start this site. You be the one that collect it and then go pay protesters or whatever. You know, I mean, is there any way to track how these where these funds go?
It's very, very difficult. Just so you know, very often sometimes the organizations that end up giving money to a protest camp like this, because they are registered as nonprofits, they don't have to reveal who their individual donors are. However, that being said, you have a number of these types of groups, including the Winterized Water Protectors Camp and the Stand for Standing Rock, have set up a fundraising page to help the protesters during the wintertime. So they've raised about $6,000. To sort of go through with that, because as you mentioned before in your introduction, it's getting extraordinarily cold, and you know, and law enforcement is beginning to warn them, hey, you know, if you guys die out there, if you guys get hurt because of the weather, you know, don't come complaining to us. You know, I mean, that's a big problem.
Let's take some calls for our guest Kerry Pickett, who is a reporter with the Daily Caller. And reporting on this ad in Craigslist for protesters to be paid. They get $1,000 if they prove they quit their job. Otherwise, there's travel and food expenses. And any adult that shows up on the first night will be given $50 in cash, 20 for each child brought, funding their first protest at West Acres tomorrow, which is a Fargo mall. And then they plan others, according to this, in Fargo and Bismarck, because, you know, we need to shut roads down and stuff. Unbelievable. Dave on I-29, go ahead with your question or comment. Are you there, Dave?
My question is, I'm from Sioux Falls. I just wonder, is this more of a federal issue? And I'm wondering if it doesn't come down to, or how this thing can be affected with a law and order president versus a pacifier president that we've had. I look at society and what example this is sending to our kids. And it can't be good. I guess that's my question, whether this is going to change under the Trump administration.
That's an interesting point, because the current president spoke on this recently and said, what? Let's let it play out. You got law enforcement in harm's way and being stretched very thin, and the president's acting as though it's a game. Let it play out. And you quoted the chairman of the Morton County Commission, Cody Schultz, on this specific issue as to the culpability of the federal government. Kerry, tell us what he said.
Absolutely. You have Cody Schultz here, who is specifically saying that the scope of the federal government's inaction is breathtaking. They have not only furthered the uncertainty of the situation and prolonged the outcome, but have at the same time refused law enforcement resources requested by the county and state to deal with a situation that is, to a very large degree, a federal issue.
Yeah, so think about that. Yeah, I mean, and I'm with the caller. It's going to change under the Trump administration, but I think essentially what the Obama administration has done is said, do what you got to do in the meantime. We'll give you till the new guys come in, because the Corps of Engineers were told, leadership of the Corps basically said, once we get past the election, we'll be able to get this permit issued, and it didn't happen. They, again, which is why Energy Transfer Partners is in court. More of our conversation with Kerry, and a lot of calls waiting to weigh in on this after the break on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Let's go back to the Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 hotline. Carson Wentz of NDSU fame and the Philadelphia Eagles is on the phone. Hey, Carson, tell folks how much you love Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot Spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better. Tell them Carson sent you. And score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
Thanks, Carson. And guess what? Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is having a big year-end clearance event at their Minot location through Sunday. It is big, and you don't want to miss it. Zero interest, five-year financing on the Hot Spring hot tub with the Ace saltwater system. Select Hot Spring hot tubs, half price. New hot tubs starting at $29.99. Select Finley, Osanas, and Olhausen pool tables, 50% off. Just like the one Carson has with the Bison logo on it. Shuffleboard, foosball, bubble hockey. Big savings on everything in the store. And you can register for an autographed Carson Wentz jersey.
This is Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Every day made better.
They sure do. And don't miss the big sale through Sunday. We'll be broadcasting live, too. Look for the dock at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Next to Ryan Chevrolet on Broadway in Minot. Next to Spitfire West Fargo. In front of Sam's Club Bismarck. And in front of Kmart and Grand Forks. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You got to follow the money. You got to pull the threads. And there are so many things going on that are way, 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 way off the radar. Unfortunately, any journalist in North Dakota. And unfortunately, even elected leaders who I think grasp this but really don't say it out loud and don't point it out. And that's why we all need to be awakened to what's going on here. I'm hopeful that this long nightmare, now today in its 99th day, that's the 99th day, you're heading up Highway 6 right now with a 53-car convoy as we speak, right now for more lawlessness, for more eco-terrorism, and they've been pulling this stuff for 99 days. And I'm hopeful that with the Trump administration will end, but I'm also very worried about what can happen between now and then, without question. So pay a lot of attention to this. Carrie Pickett is a reporter with the Daily Caller, done a great story, ought to be on the front page of every newspaper in North Dakota, related to what they are doing in recruiting protesters, paying protesters, how they're doing it, and also where they're getting the money from. Your questions and comments, welcome for. Carrie, who are the political players that that need some sunshine here? Who are the players pulling the strings behind the scenes on this?
Well, one of the biggest ones is this sister of the chairman of the Standing Rock tribe. She is a former White House advisor, and basically she likely, or she's being suspected of by law enforcement to have kind of leaned on Barack Obama to make sure that the Justice Department didn't get involved and put in resources over at the Standing Rock protest site for law enforcement. And there is real concern that having that type of sort of condonement of this sort of protest activity against law enforcement is a particularly concerning and could very well be investigated.
By the way, senior policy advisor for Barack Obama, not just some staffer tucked away in some office, a lot of influence with him to the point where that's why the president, when he came to North Dakota, where'd he go? Cannonball, okay? Her name is Jody Gillette. She's the sister of Dave Archimbault, the chairman. So all these dots connect. By the way, her firm, she's now in a law firm in D.C., her firm just authorized to get $200,000 of Standing Rock Sioux Tribe money by their tribal council for a lawsuit against law enforcement. Yeah. Wrap your mind around that. It really is. Matt in Watford City, question for our guest from the Daily Caller, Carrie Pickett. Go ahead. Matt, you have a question or comment? Don't hear Matt. I'll try Jeff and Mandan. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi. I was wondering if we are going to get any tax revenue off of all these payments that are being made down at the Standing Rock Tribe. I think the Department of Revenue should be making sure that everyone's filing their North Dakota state tax returns.
For the professional protesters, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, when they hand out wads of cash, I'm guessing the IRS is not going to get the memo. But it is interesting. They literally have wads of cash when they do the bailouts at jail, Kerry. You know,
Do you think we can send a representative from the state down to talk to some folks about, you know, what kind of cash they're receiving and such, and then, you know, just file something with the state?
I wonder if they're spending it at the casino. There's a casino connection here to some of these, some of this as well, with other tribes supporting this. Tell me about what you know there, Kerry.
Well, according to the executive summary from this internal law enforcement document, you have a number of tribes who are very supportive of this particular protest movement, who each have a casino. So basically, what they'll be able to do is, you know, have almost an almost unlimited amount of cash. Here it is. It's the Eastern Band of Cherokee, and I know I'm going to completely mess up this pronunciation, the Snoqualmie Indians. Each of these tribes operate at least one casino. Nonprofit groups that are active in the fight against Keystone XL and other pipeline projects have directed their followers to donate to the various online fundraisers. So, you know, definitely think about some of these tribal casinos that could be really helping this particular push, which is unfortunate because you do have, as you wonderfully reported, there are so many other tribal members who are so against this particular type of protest because it is interfering with their lives.
Yeah, no, we had a tribal elder, very well respected in the Native community earlier today, just called the tribal council utterly corrupt. Mm-hmm. You know, so there is a recognition among the tribal leadership and longstanding members that what's going on is just flat out wrong. And despite that, the tribal councils have voted to have the Red Warrior Camp disbanded, which I don't believe they've done yet. They're busy protesting. One last call. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah.
Comment or question, sir?
Am I on?
You are, yeah.
Okay. I have a son who's in law enforcement who's been out there,
And what I think is the local media, as far as the TV, putting these protesters on and giving them 5 seconds, 1 second is even too much. But the stupidity that they are proposing and pushing. I've seen pictures of their camps and the crap they're doing. Talk about water destruction. The local media shouldn't even give them the time of day, especially when they come to Fargo and all, or even out there, because our families are being uprooted because of this crap.
Yeah, I feel for you. I appreciate the call. Carrie, do you agree with that, by the way? Should media use caution in giving them the limelight?
Well, certainly. But remember, there are a lot of protesters here who didn't want media there because they didn't want media to be recording some of the illegal acts that they were doing.
Yeah, so there's a careful balance there. Good reporting, exactly. Carrie. Appreciate it very much. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. What's on your mind?
TitanOutletStore.com is the place for great deals. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. If you tell them Scott sent you at Titan Outlet Store, you'll take 11% off their best price. 2013 Wishick 862 Disc Carrel, 30-foot single-fold heavy-duty tandems with highway tires. Blades measure 29 inches across the unit, and it has disc scrapers at all the gangs. Your best price, minus 11% now at TitanOutletStore.com. Stop and see them. I-94, exit 6, just south of I-94. Titan Outlet Store. Tell them Scott sent you.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.